I'm gonna have somebody tell you a horror story. I'm here with Mark of Ballyhoura Mountain Mushrooms. Mark, you were telling me about a mushroom that does something particularly despicable. What does it do?
Particularly despicable. Unlike our lovely edible mushrooms, you have a particular mushroom called a cordyceps. And what it does is it infects ants. And it basically takes over the ant's nervous control system, directs the ant to leave the ant nest and go up a tree. And the ant then bites into a leaf and remains there motionless, paralyzed. And approximately 3 to 5 days later, a mushroom erupts out of the ant's head. And the cycle of life continues again. The spores get passed on to the ants. Cycle goes on and continues on. And believe it or not, this cordyceps mushroom, this ant-eating mushroom, is valued by a lot of sort of alternative health practitioners, and they buy it as capsules for what health benefits. I'm not exactly sure. Perhaps it keeps ants away. I have no idea. But that's what people do. There's a similar species of it that infects caterpillars in Tibet, and it's very highly prized in Chinese medicinal medicine. So you basically have a lot of people in Tibet, they go around collecting these caterpillars, they infect them with the cordyceps, and then they sell the infected caterpillar larvae to China. So perhaps that's the reason the Chinese are in Tibet. We have no idea.
This sounds like a horror film to me. If Ridley Scott is listening to this, he's going to be going, actually, I need to do a remake of Aliens.
If you think of Aliens, it's a very similar scenario. It erupts not out of the chest, but out of the head of the ants.
And this is Lucy, the other half of the Ballyhoura Mountain Mushroom.
This is Dr. Deegan now. She's far, far more...
Yes. Now, I'm being shown a photograph of a mushroom. Oh, my goodness, that is disgusting. That is absolutely horrendous. And, of course, I'm terrified. I'm surrounded by two mushroom heads here. This is pretty scary. If my wife is listening and I don't get home, you'll know what's happened.
You have a lag phase of about 3 days, so our fingerprints won't be on it at all.
Anyway, thank you very much, guys. I've had a fantastic afternoon photographing with you.